Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jody Covington, who is organizing all of the volunteer shifts for RAGBRAI when it comes to Washington on July 29th. RAGBRAI is quickly approaching its stop here in Washington, and you're still looking to fill some volunteer slots, is that right?
We're hoping that pairs of two want to sign up and help out, so bring a friend if you're thinking about it and get signed up. The training is really easy to do that, and it'll be a really good time. That's one of our large needs. The campgrounds also need a lot of help, so we're looking for volunteer opportunities there.
And what are some of the tasks that they would do?
In the campground area, we are looking to just make sure that everyone kind of knows how to park the RVs, just kind of motion them into the right areas so that everyone can get in, make sure that they know where everything is at in the campground area, help keep it clean, and make sure that they can also, you know, if something kind of gets out of hand, they can say, nope, I'm sorry, you can't park here, or, you know, here's where you can go, whatever it may be.
And are there some things that you're trying to get done ahead of RAGBRAI?
There is a hospitality, so there's a lot of beautification projects that are going on, and they can contact Denise and Debbie, and they can certainly help them out as well. So emailing us at the RAGBRAIWashington.com. If you jump on that website, there's some email addresses on there that they can get in contact with those people to help out.
It takes a lot of hands to get everything done.
It does take a lot of hands, but it's really exciting. So it's fun to watch it come together. Now that we've kind of been in the planning stages for 5 months now, things are starting to amp up, and it's exciting, and pretty soon it'll be here. So.
And are there ways for younger people to volunteer, high school students?
Absolutely. They can help us out at volunteer check-in. They can help out in the information booth, on the buses with information. They can help in recycling and sanitation. Even if those positions then get filled, there'll still be plenty to do the day of. And I encourage everyone to come down and help out just for an hour or two. That would be great, but certainly get signed up to fill some of those specific positions would be helpful.
And I know that a lot of students volunteer with Silver Cord hours. Is that an option for this?
Absolutely. If they want to bring us their form or even bring it to us after, I will certainly sign off on those. And I know the Volunteer Planning Committee can also sign off on those. So Erin Smith is helping us out, and she's with the schools. So she can certainly attest to who is coming in and helping us out as well.
And for people who are interested in volunteering, how do they sign up?
They go to the RAGBRAIWashington.com, and if they go under residents and then volunteers, they can click on the link that's there and it'll take them to the sign-up page.
So in total, do you have an idea of how many volunteer hours it'll take?
Oh my goodness, I haven't added up the actual volunteer hours, but there's over 500 volunteer shifts that are available. And with the beautification projects and everything that's went on beforehand, my goodness, I bet there's over 13,000 hours. That's just a quick guess.
And as RAGBRAI approaches, are you getting excited or are you getting overwhelmed?
Oh my gosh, no, I'm more excited. The day of events are a lot of fun, and I've always enjoyed volunteer events, and I've always enjoyed events in Washington, so this is exciting to be a part of.
That's been today's Washington Page with Jody Covington speaking about volunteering during RAGBRAI in Washington on July 29th. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.